Well, as long as we're talking about turf, let's take a look at an event in Florida with NPR News analyst Juan Williams, who's here in our studios in D.C. We should point out that on the stump yesterday, Juan, a voice from campaigns past.
Florida once again can decide the outcome of a national election.
That's former Vice President and Oscar winner Al Gore, who made his first political appearance in Florida since losing the 2000 election. He was there, obviously, on behalf of Senator Obama. What other big guns are coming out this weekend?
Well, Bill Clinton's out there. Hillary Clinton's out there. Al Gore's out there. Arnold Schwarzenegger's out there for Senator McCain. And, of course, you have Rudy Giuliani out there for Senator McCain, as you heard. So the guns are out there. The surrogates are delivering the message.
What about Sarah Palin and Joe Biden? What will we expect from them this weekend?
Well, again, for Sarah Palin, this is all about rallying the base, and that's her purpose here. She's had some difficulty with the independent voters, the undecided voters. They've been moving away from her. So right now, the campaign's putting her in place to stir the base, get the turnout in action.
There's a little bit of news this morning. The Associated Press is reporting that Obama's Kenyan aunt has been living in the U.S. illegally since an immigration judge turned down her asylum request 4 years ago, in the final days of a campaign. Do stories like these make a difference?
Well, it could make a difference for people, especially on the immigration issue. There's some concern about whether or not people in the federal government leaked this to the AP. The Bush administration and others very sensitive to this. They're saying they've had nothing to do with it.
All right. Let's offer some advice for our listeners. It's Tuesday night. You're tuned into NPR, of course. You're keeping track of the results on NPR.org, of course. What state should we be paying particular attention to?
Allison, I'd suggest you look at Pennsylvania. No Republicans carried the state in 20 years. If you see Pennsylvania going towards John McCain, that's a big indicator right there. Also, to keep an eye on Virginia. No Democrats carried Virginia since 1964 and Lyndon Johnson. Mm-hmm. So if you see Virginia going towards Obama, that's a real indication of good things to come for Senator Obama.
All right. With this, about a minute left and we're at the end of this election cycle, if you can believe it. I want to strip away all the polls, all the analysis, forget all the rhetoric. I want a gut check from you about each campaign in this last weekend.
Well, I think that the task for Senator McCain was to drive up Senator Obama's risk factor in the minds of voters. And if you look at the direction of the undecided voters so far, they've been breaking towards the Democrat. Early voting, strong turnout of Democrats. So my gut tells me if that continues, Senator Obama's in the favorable position. For Senator McCain, it's got to be about really saying, you know what, this election's up to you. He's looking to Rust Belt people in Ohio and Pennsylvania, typically older white voters who are uncomfortable with Obama, and he's got to deliver the message that there's a threat out there from some unknown force that would come in and challenge Obama. He's used Joe Biden's voice to deliver that message. And he's got to say that this young man's inexperienced and not up to the task to those voters who are still there to be his if he can somehow make the case. But it's getting late. It's getting late.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks for coming in studio this morning.
You're welcome, Allison.